Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick preaches parish missions as part of the Thomas More Center, based in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, The Woman Who Taught Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 30. Jesus left Gennesaret and set out for the territory of Tyre. There he went into a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. But he could not pass unrecognized. A woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him straight away and came and fell at his feet. Now the woman was a pagan by birth, a Syrophoenician, and she begged him to cast the devil out of her daughter. And he said to her, "The children should be fed first, because it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the house dogs." But she spoke up. "Ah, yes, sir," she replied. "But the house dogs under the table can eat the children's scraps." And he said to her, "For saying this, you may go home happy. The devil has gone out of your daughter." So she went off to her home and found the child lying on the bed and the devil gone. Sister Joan, whom I work with, gives a talk on today's gospel, which she entitled, "The Woman Who Taught Jesus." That almost sounds blasphemous. But we need to be reminded that Jesus grew in wisdom, age, and grace. He would have grown up in an atmosphere of prejudice and bias. And we know from his travels that he hardly ever visited the pagan territories. The Syrophoenician woman would have been Lebanese, people renowned for intelligence and wit. I've been lucky enough to know a number of them in Australia. That woman would have been desperate with worry about her daughter. And that made her do what was unthinkable for her in approaching Jesus. As we say, desperation calls for desperate measures. Jesus' comments were insulting of her, and she would have been forgiven for insulting him in return. A dog was a common insulting term that Jews used for pagans. At least Jesus used that term house dog because most dogs just roamed the village. And so the woman seized on this to say, "Just the scraps from under the table would do." That clever reply spoke to Jesus' heart and overcame his prejudice. She taught him a lesson, and Jesus listened. And so her daughter was healed. It teaches us a lesson too. We are called to overcome our own prejudices. We live in such a biased world. In a time when there are almost 70 million refugees, most of our governments want nothing to do with them. And we hardly listen to the Pope and our church leaders when they tell us to have mercy and to welcome the strangers. If Jesus could learn, so should we. We have a huge task to heal the sick and to be like Mother Teresa and Damien of Molokai and the countless missionaries in our world. I am proud of my niece, Simone, a deaf pediatric audiologist who gives time each year to work in Samoa. We can all be persuaded to be converted as Jesus was. And thanks for listening.